Today we're going to go backwards instead of forwards with our absolute philosopher. We're going to say the opposite of what we mean before we say the positive of what we mean. The statement we have here, happiness goes when I concentrate on pain and boredom. That's sort of an opposite look at things, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Happiness goes when I concentrate on pain and boredom. Now, if somebody came to you and or called you on the phone and said, "Hi, you got $30 million in the sweepstakes," you say, "Wow, that's neat." Now, just a moment before, you might have been experiencing pain. You might have been experiencing an upset stomach. You might have been experiencing who knows what. But the moment you heard this wonderful news of $30 million, or even $1,000, or even $50, as long as you're a winner, it makes you feel good, very good. It doesn't have to be a lot. The latter the better, you know. But it doesn't have to be a lot. Happiness goes when I concentrate on pain and boredom. So if I were to concentrate on my pain and my boredom, even when I have happiness, then happiness has to go. Because happiness has no place when you're thinking about pain and boredom. When you're thinking about pain, you're hurting. And if you say, "I'm home perfect," then you're working on the positive. If you say, oh, this pain, it gets worse every day, and then you go tell everybody about it, that's the great thing. You go tell everybody about your pain. You know, I am not a great reader of autobiographies, although occasionally I read one. And in the autobiographies you read about, it usually tells you about all the tough things they went through before they finally made a success of themselves. Now, there's a few. I don't have their names at my fingertips, but there are a few biographies and autobiographies that are written by people who never once mention their hardship or their trouble. They said their mother and father were college professors, and they were always, you know, precocious. And in elementary school, they were precocious and got along real well. That is, with their classes, not with the rest of the students. And as they got older, they became more and more precocious. And being precocious, being the ability to express well, and the ability to have many talents, is quite nice. Now, who is that man that played the Dead Poets Society?
Robin Williams.
Well, Robin Williams tells us that he was the only child in a very wealthy family of very intellectual parents. And he never saw his parents very much because they were so active in so many things. But he had a big, big, beautiful home. And on the upper story of the home, in the attic, this was like a castle almost, but in the upper story of his home, he would put on shows and plays and do all sorts of silly things, which are his calling card, you know. And it seems as though he never really told anybody what he's doing. And then finally one day, he just got into this humorous stuff, and he said that really is his cup of tea. And surely it is. But he could be very serious. He could be very serious. If you remember the sitcom Mort and Mindy, Mort, it was he, and Mindy was a girl. And Mindy had an apartment, and Mort would come and visit every once in a while. And in visiting, Mort was not always just all there. He was a silly, nutty guy, but he was always compassionate, always loving, and he always had a good nature about him. Well, as the years went on, the show evolved more into showing off his great talents in humor, and then he got into other activities. Now, as I read his life in miniature, he did not mention any unhappiness in being an only child, except that he didn't have a lot of people to play with. He didn't mention unhappiness and his parents being quite busy, except that he probably would have loved to be with them a little more. But other than that, what he did was he learned to let out the genius that was within him. Now, if he had concentrated on his unhappy life of my mom and dad never see him, they're working all the time. You know, some people say that, and that's the way it is with some people. But they don't treasure the times they are with their parents. At least they don't say that. If we were to ask 1 million people, well, let's just say 100. If we were to ask 100 people to tell us to what they attribute their success, would they tell you the hardships, or would they tell you the serendipitous activities that took place in their life, the surprising conditions or twists of fate that brought them to where they are? Quite likely. Now, the more we concentrate on our joy, our happiness, the less we concentrate on our boredom, and the less we concentrate on our pain. And the less we concentrate on them, the less we empower them to be something significant in our life. It's important for us all to recognize the value of happy thinking, positive thinking, good thinking in our life. And all we have to do is just look at the vast majority of the world. Like I say, out of 100 people, I would say maybe 90 were definitely happy people. And maybe 8% or 8 out of the 100 were, oh, with problems in their life that were difficult. And only a few, at the very tippy top, had problems that were insoluble and intolerable. But the majority, the super majority, the 90% of the people in the world are not people who mourn unhappiness. Even children in third world countries, they don't know better. They don't know that shoes are what most children wear, clothes are what most children wear, food is what most children eat. They don't know that. They don't know that their water is so bad that it's killing them. You know, they don't know that. And if you tell them that, they'll say, it's what we got. It's all we got. And they're not unhappy. You see, in our life, it doesn't matter how long we live. It doesn't matter how rich or poor we are. It doesn't matter how healthy or sick our body is. It only matters the moments of happiness that we have. For without moments of happiness in our life, and the more the better, our life is not worth living. So, remember that. Put happiness in every area of your life, and watch how much fun it is to be living. That's what it's all about. Have a happy, happy, happy time, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.
Love you.